Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, just the other day, in Germany, the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, der Bundesamt für Verfassungsschutz, proclaimed that Alternative für Deutschland, that political party, is extreme right. Now, what a branding reproach that they've been labeled with. Are they extreme right? Well, it's as dubious what that is. The so-called extreme right is actually not right wing at all. Right wingers believe that capitalism, monarchism, I mean, if there is a monarchy around, yes, certainly private property, individual rights might be somewhat nationalistic, peace through strength, strong defense, being tough on crime, and so forth, be would be skeptical of abstract ideologies, social engineering, and so forth. So that's mainstream right. The so-called extreme right is often not right wing at all. They're often socialists, want higher welfare spending, redistribution of wealth, just more spending on public services. They do want social engineering with racist or religionist policies, discriminatory policies, and so on. There's libertarian right, authoritarian right. I'm libertarian, right? I mean, not absolutely a libertarian and not on every issue, but that's my overall penchant. But anyway. So, extreme right is often used to say like neo-Nazi and the so-called far right. So it's always used reproachfully. I mean, I don't know of anyone who calls himself or herself extreme right or indeed far right. But obviously, there's a grave threat from the far left and communism. It infects mainstream centre-left parties. Often they draw upon Marxism. Now, not seeing everybody in the mainstream centre-left is a Marxist. No. Or even majority, but it's a significant minority. But let's go back to the Alternative for Deutschland. And by the way, I find it unpalatable. Some of the things they've said are distasteful, incendiary. If I were German, I would probably vote for the CDU and not Alternative for Deutschland. So, the AfD, they've sometimes said that Germany shouldn't use the euro. And I've never said economics, but could be a plausible case for that. Withdraw from the European Union. Okay, I might be up for that if I was in Germany's situation. Republic of Ireland, our situation is the same as Germany or the United Kingdom or whatever. But they don't want the monarchy back, and I'm definitely a monarchist. What else? So their Islamophobic, or should I say anti-Muslim rhetoric is troubling, deeply distasteful. I'm absolutely not Islamophobic. I've chosen to live in Muslim countries. Sometimes I taught in schools where 90% of my pupils were Muslims, and I've had Muslim housemates and so on. So there could be things about Islam which are positive, like donating to charity or just neutral, praying five times in the direction of Mecca, probably good exercise. And there are things which are less morally uplifting about it, although that's true of any religion. But I dislike the way that they are stoking resentment or worse against Muslim Germans or non-German people who are Muslims who are resident in Germany. That is worrisome. You shouldn't be picking out a minority and exacerbating prejudice against them. So now what else? They want to reduce immigration, and there's a case for reducing immigration. There's a case for increasing it. Right wingers tend to, well, extreme right wingers certainly tend to want to reduce immigration to like net zero, and so on. But they particularly see it as a threat from Muslim majority countries. Now, are they correct? And obviously, there are plenty of good Muslims and plenty of bad non-Muslims. But let's be frank, Sharia law is definitely a bad thing, is incompatible with German civilization, as in death to gays, criminalizing extramarital sex or whatever, or women wearing what they want, criminalizing alcohol and pork, and that is definitely very bad news. Discrimination against women. So now you could be a Muslim, a practicing Muslim who definitely doesn't want Sharia law, and there are secular Muslims and so on. But someone like Afghanistan, where the Taliban rules, is about the most oppressive place in the world, even worse than North Korea. And though that's the worst possible example, there are other Muslim countries which are on a continuum with that, like Iran or Saudi Arabia. And obviously there are plenty of Muslims who try to get out of those countries, like Iran or Saudi Arabia, still consider themselves Muslims, practice it, fine, but they're sensible, they're not like medieval. So there is more of a danger from the Muslim world. Not saying that all Muslims are bad or most Muslims are bad, no. And they're sometimes victims of this. Is there a danger from the Christian world? I mean, there is too, but it's not usually a specifically Christian thing. But the AFD, I don't think they distinguish between people like the Taliban and mainstream Islam. Okay, so anyway, seem to be ethno-nationalists. And now I am a civic nationalist. Let that be triply underlined. I recognize people of any ethnicity, any religion can be Irish, can be British. You know, people who move from Pakistan to Ireland, or people who move from wherever, China to Great Britain, or whether it's Paraguay or Kenya, whatever their color, whatever their ethnicity, they can be our nationality. You know, in Ireland, we had Dr. Varadkar, who's half ethnically Indian, as the Taoiseach, as Prime Minister. Now he's an evil, evil man, but there's nothing wrong with his ethnicity. I would have no objection if we had ethnically Indian Taoiseach in the Irish Republic forever, and so on. There was an ethnically Indian Prime Minister in the United Kingdom. Nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't mind if there's never a white Prime Minister of the UK ever again. I accept that. He's as British as me. Varadkar's as Irish as me. I mean, he's also ethnically Indian. I think he's not an Indian citizen. You can be two or more nationalities. So I think they're bad news. And then they said that Germany overdoes its remembrance of the Holocaust. Now, there's no question the Holocaust happened. They don't deny it. Over 6 million Jews were murdered. Everybody knows that. Everybody's in the right mind recognizes it's absolutely true. The gypsies, the Jehovah's Witnesses, that gay men, maybe lesbians, who else? Physically, mentally disabled people. Depends how broadly you define the Holocaust. Freemasons. I mean, all victims of Nazi oppression, like communists, do they count, or Soviet prisoners of war? Many, many civilians in Poland and elsewhere who were not Jewish were put to death as well. Directly, indirectly, no question about that. I've been to a concentration camp. I met Holocaust survivors. But does Germany go on about it too much? The mea culpa over 80 years later. Isn't that sort of, you know, collective guilt? Isn't that penalizing German children now? And they're the fourth generation born after the Holocaust. That no other country does this. And is it over the top and going on too long? And I think it is. And doesn't it stoke anti-German prejudice? And it does. Okay, so no one should be mistreated on the grounds of his or her ethnicity, nationality, race, or faith. And that includes Germans. And that includes Jews. And Jewish German or German Jews or whoever, however you want to say it. So some of them think that this is, you know, too hard on them. And I'm actually minded to agree. Certainly not attempting the erasure of the Holocaust or disputing that it occurred or it was a crime committed by the Third Reich. That is true. But that's not the Federal Republic of Germany. And they shouldn't have to carry the can for this forever. You know, most countries have carried out genocides. Why should Germany be singled out like this? Anyway, so Bundesamt für Verfassungsschutz has said this. Now, the implications of this is that they are allowed to spy on the Alternative for Deutschland. I mean, I think the label of far right is, extreme right is maybe overdone. And I realize they do have tendencies in that direction. And as I said, I'm not a sympathizer. I don't disagree with them on absolutely everything. Just like you could be one of them and agree with the Social Democrats in Germany on the environment, or the CDU on the transport, or the Greens on education, or something like that, or Die Linke on public ownership of utilities, or whatever it may be. The devil can speak true. People can be dead wrong on some issues and right on others. Okay, so they're going to be spied on. They're going to recruit informants from sides of them. They're going to be listening into their communications. So what about the European Convention of Human Rights and the right to privacy of correspondence? Now, I know that's not absolute, but, you know, the Bundesamt für Verfassungsschutz should be targeting real threats, as in Russian spies, terrorists, and so forth. Other things, one of the many reasons I dislike Alternative for Deutschland is its Putinite rhetoric, excusing his war of aggression against Ukraine, which is obviously despicable, and stoking ill feeling towards Ukrainian refugees who really have fled for their lives. So the mainstream parties said they will never collaborate with Alternative for Deutschland, as is their prerogative. And so the AfD, they may be denied access to the mainstream media, not legally. They'll get less public funding. I mean, it wouldn't publicly fund parties at all. But is it wrong to discriminate against them? The so-called extreme, that's the second most popular party in Germany. Like over 25% of Germans voted for them. If extreme means unpopular, well, they're definitely not that. You know, they're almost as popular as the ruling party. Anyway. The AfD appeals this anti-establishment sentiment, and I suppose that will simply be redoubled. But some people will see the AfD is never going to get anywhere. Well, let's switch their votes to a mainstream party. So it doesn't look like they'll be outlawed. But who's extreme? We've got to leave that up to the voters. and not to the government in this kind of way. They've never advocated for violence that I know of, the RAFD. So they're partly a symptom of people's frustration, their economic woes, with inflation and so on. Public service is not working well enough with excessive spending, beefing up defences. You think the RAFD would be for that kind of thing. They're not that militaristic, obviously. And excessive immigration. I mean, why does the establishment just not get it? I'm not against all immigration. That'd be insane. That'd be undesirable. Obviously, I want immigration, but it's got to be a reasonable level. How much is debatable? So, I mean, I'm an immigrant, arguably, maybe several times over, or a guest worker or whatever. So, goodness. And obviously, it's not for me to dictate Germany's policies. I don't think they should have labeled this, and a bit worried for German democracy that they've labeled them this way. Anyway, what do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Goodbye.